From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, the factor is on. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Thursday, May 1st. I understand you have a beef to pick this morning.
2008, you forgot to say. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 2008. Lest we forget.
Okay, look, being a host of a morning show has screwed up my normal routine. I used to like to read the paper in the morning. So now I read it after I go online and read the paper. And what I try to keep up with the news. But the art section often piles up.
Yes.
So just yesterday, I got to the Tuesday art section of the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the Coachella Festival, with which we've done some reporting on.
Yeah.
And I'd like to read to you this passage. They're talking about Roger Waters and his performance. A giant balloon pig as large as a small plane and tagged with graffiti like "Fear Builds Walls" and the name Obama next to a checked voting box was lofted over the audience, then released into the air. What's wrong with that sentence? Do you remember in our reporting? The pig floated away by accident.
So they're saying it was intentionally released?
It says released into the air. It doesn't released imply intention?
No. Because someone had, releasing, it could happen accidentally. It is just the action.
An accidental
I don't think there's intention.
Release?
This is a much longer conversation than
no,
you and
I
have at a
different time. I believe it implies intention, and I demand a correction. And if you're with me on this, what does O'Reilly call his legions? Factor maniacs?
Yeah. That's what he calls them.
You will email into us.
New York Times,
tell me
you've been
if
warned.
If we demand a correction. And the reason we're talking about O'Reilly is that Hillary Clinton was on the O'Reilly Factor last night, and David Folkenflik is on the BPP Factor today to analyze and assess.
Also, Raul Castro, you heard of him. He's rolling back some restrictions in Cuba. We're going to check in with what's happening there, talk about how far-reaching those reforms are.
And Langhorne Slim is in the studio to play some music from his new record. Let's call his music singer-songwriter punk rock.
Let's.
We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
That was the sound 5 years ago today when President Bush landed aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. He stood in front of a banner that read, "Mission Accomplished," and said this.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
It was one of the more impressive photo ops in presidential history. Of course, that banner and those words became a thorn in the Bush administration's side several months later when the Iraq War took a turn for the worse. Around that time, reporters started asking the White House, whose idea was that mission accomplished banner, and do you think it was a mistake? On October 28, 2003, nearly 6 months after landing on the Lincoln, President Bush said it was the Navy's idea.
The mission accomplished sign, of course, was put up by the members of the USS Abraham Lincoln saying that their mission was accomplished. I know it was attributed somehow to some ingenious advance man from my staff. They weren't that ingenious, by the way.
But the very next day, then White House spokesman Scott McClellan said, well, okay, we had something to do with it.
The idea for the banner and the idea for the sign was suggested by those on board the ship, and we were pleased to help them with that.
But while there may have been some confusion over whose idea it was, both Bush and McClellan insisted the sign wasn't a mistake, because as McClellan told reporters, the term "mission accomplished" was meant to refer specifically to the troops on the USS Abraham Lincoln. But reporters had a tough time buying that explanation.
Are you denying now that the president had the distinct intention at the time of that speech that Americans would see that picture and think the mission in Iraq has been accomplished, the overall mission?
What I'm saying is that this was about paying tribute to our sailors and aviators and naval officers on board the USS Lincoln. That's what this was about.
We might point out that to this day, if you go to thewhitehouse.gov, the title of that speech is, quote, "President Bush announces major combat operations in Iraq have ended." So people could be forgiven for thinking he was referring to more than just the personnel on the USS Lincoln.
And in fact, the administration acknowledged some level of error yesterday, although they're sticking to the idea that mission accomplished didn't refer to the whole Iraq war. Here's White House spokesperson Dana Perino.
President Bush is well aware that the banner should have been much more specific and said, mission accomplished for these sailors who are on this ship on their mission.
Perino also had this to say.
I recognize that the media is going to play this up as they do every single year.
Mission accomplished. Now let's get some more of today's headlines from the BPP's man on the mission, Mark Garrison.